Well, I can't believe we haven't talked to this man on the show yet so far. Joining us this week on the Piffles Podcast, Zach Evans, Regina's owns Zach Evans. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Amy and I actually...
Sorry, Amy.
Sorry. Now, Amy and I actually talked to you at Grey Cup, and that was, I believe that was after your epic beer shotgunning. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, actually. But first off, four-year contract signing with the Riders. 4 years. Why four?
That is a nice even number. I liked it. I don't know. I'm 28. That would take me till I'm 32 and maybe sign one more contract and then retire happy as a Rider. I'm good. That's good with that.
Easy contract negotiations?
Oh, yeah, super easy. Super easy. They wanted me. I wanted to be here, so it was all good.
When you started in the league way back when, did you ever
I'm
see
old,
yourself?
I'm old, aren't I?
That's okay. He himself did
way back when.
He already got Jeff Reimel mad at us for bringing up age, so.
This is what I'm doing today. Did you ever see yourself playing this long into your career?
28? I never even thought I would make it to the CFL, to tell you the truth, but... once I did, it was just like, well, I can do this for a long time. So I kind of modeled my career after Sholo because that's all I knew coming into it, right? So once Sholo left, I kind of was like, well, I guess I'm going to just continue on as the next Sholo. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Football's fun.
Well, you were kind of tied to Sholo there because you got drafted to Ottawa the same time he did. And so you just following him around and then...
Hey, I wasn't following... They made me go, okay? they took me. It wasn't a decision at all. I was pretty pissed. But in the end, it was the best thing for my career, and I know that. So I'm kind of happy that I got another ring out of it and I got a chance to start and play and move across the country, move across the country, and now I'm back with the Riders and all is good.
Now, that expansion draft, did you pay attention to it live? So you saw it, Sholo's gone. Okay, well, this is my shot here in Saskatchewan.
That's exactly.
So were you paying attention live?
I saw Sholo, I was like, well, I guess I'm the starter now. That's awesome. It's like, finally, yeah. Like 8 minutes later, Zach Evans. Oh. I got to move across the country. Damn. But no, it was a shock, obviously, to me and my family. But in the end, it was the best thing.
Now, speaking of your family... you're posting a lot about Xander, your son. Mm-hmm. So he's 4 years old?
He's four.
How's he doing?
He's a monster. He's deadly. He's deadly. He's just like Dad. He loves football. He loves tackling people. He loves hitting people with hockey sticks. And just all around, just a hell of a kid. I love being around him. I love teaching him new stuff. And he's Ukrainian dancing like I did. And... he was in gymnastics, he swims, he's in everything. He's athletic and he's smart and, yeah, I love him.
Now, you mentioned Ukrainian dancing. Do you find that kind of translates at all into football?
Yeah, man, like, if you can dance... She's... That's fantastic. No, Ukrainian dancing, like, everyone thinks just because I'm a big 300-pound... guy that I can't move, I don't have good feet, I can't jump, stuff like that, and when they can see that I can still do the splits, and they see that I can still do a backflip, and they see that I'm light on my toes, and I can be an O-lineman easy and quick, and all these things are like, how the hell do you know how to do all this, right? So, that was my Siri. But, yeah, it was all attributed to dancing, obviously.
Backflip, why don't you bring that out for the touchdown dance?
Not in full gear. I might break a neck on that one. Jeez. Next time I just rolled into the end zone. I was good with that. Wasted energy. Never waste energy as a big guy. Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever prepare a touchdown dance thinking you might get in the end zone?
Like in high school, but and at this point, you're like, well, I'm probably never going to touch the ball. I have two touchdowns already in the CFL.
I remember your first one in Ottawa was on the fumble or intercept. It was the interception.
It was like it was a pitch. It was a
just right in there, and you just took off.
Yeah,
what was going through your mind? Because there was no one around you, and you were just going for like 60
man,
yards.
It was what it was like 67 yards, and I was dead tired by like the 30 yard mark. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm in Edmonton. We're losing by 40. It doesn't really matter, but screw it. I'm gonna go run. So I ran. Someone almost caught me, but Pruneau knocked him to the ground. So I was happy, but in the end, there wasn't much celebrating because we were losing by 40.
Now, outside of football, I hear you're a good painter.
Painter?
That's, yeah.
I painted one thing once. One thing once, and it was sold for the highest price. I was excited about that, but it was for a good cause, and I was happy to do it. I did it with a bunch of other players. And Coach Campbell and his wife.
What'd you paint?
It was just a flower vase or something. I don't know. I just did what they told me to do. It's like, draw this. Okay. Or color? No, I have a 4-year-old son. I color. It's coloring to me.
How was your Ukrainian Christmas?
Christmas was good. It was really good. I didn't do the whole 12 meatless dishes because that's kind of on my ex-wife's side, but I did a little thing with Xander and did Ukrainian Christmas, and it was awesome. It was deadly.
Were pierogies involved at all?
Yeah, of course there was. That's all I eat is pierogies.
No, we got to ask you. Did you let Travis win?
He blew it, didn't you?
I'm a nice guy. We were at Grey Cup. I was feeling giving, you know, stuff like that, but I had never swallowed pierogies whole in my entire life, and this guy does it for a living. So I think I did good. There was two in my mouth at the end, and that's how it ended. So, but hey, I finished, and I was like 3 seconds behind. It was so close.
But you got your revenge by shotgunning a beer faster than anybody's ever seen.
Yeah, I have hidden talents, and that is one of them. I don't drink very often, but when I shotgun beers, no one can beat me. I don't think I've ever been beaten. So, if anyone has challenges, let me know.
How do you do that quickly? I mean, to me, that seems humanly impossible.
It's all about relaxing the throat muscles.
Just basically, so just go.
Just let it go. Yeah. There's a technique behind it.
You can't share that.
Now, onto the field. Why defense? Like, you seem too nice of a person to want to go out and absolutely just, you know, smash quarterback.
I played, like, in high school, I played running back, punter, kicker, and the end. That's just what I did. And defense was always fun just because you could smash people and you were always hitting someone, not getting hit. That was the biggest thing. Being a running back, you had 9 guys trying to hit you, right? And it was kind of a pain in the butt. But once you start just being able to hit someone and you got a whole group of guys behind you doing one thing and getting the ball, it's sweet. It's deadly. You get to have fun and you're not protecting anyone. No, you're attacking somebody. It's fun. I like it. I'm not the same type of guy that I am on the field in here. Like, I don't talk trash or anything, but, like, I don't care on the field. It's fun. It's lots of fun.
Speaking of talking trash, when you hear it on the field, do you just, like, burst out laughing? Because, like, you're in game mode, right? And you have that, you know, the game mentality on, right? Mm-hmm. You flip that switch, right? But do you ever hear something just so stupid that you just start laughing? You're like, really, man?
Man, I laugh so much. Like I was laughing during my touchdown. In that picture, the still of me falling to the ground, I'm laughing while I'm doing it. Like, I'm so, like, I can't talk to people on the field because I get them out of their mode. Because I'm just so, like, cool, calm, and collected on the field that I'm just like, hey, you look good in those pants, buddy. And they're like, what? You know what I mean? Like, just, like, it's just kind of taking them off their game, right? And I'm not one of those trash talkers and I laugh at people that try. I'm like, what are you going to say to me that I don't already know? You know what I mean? Like, it's all good.
So what's your favorite part of being a pro football player?
The hours. It's pretty nice. Having 6 months off a year is pretty deadly. But I like the community thing more than anything in the world. Honestly, I love being on the community, teaching kids how to play football, but not only football, converting that to life and converting it to how to be a good person and stuff, because it's all interchangeable. And as a rider, you have a huge platform all over Canada, basically, that you can use to get not only your message across, but like great messages that I've learned over the years from different organizations, right? Like, I've been a part of, like, not only, like, gender equality and, like, LGBT communities and stuff like that, but, like, just sitting down and being like, hey, stop bullying. Like, something as simple as that, and being able to talk to children about that, and they're like, wow, this guy headbutts people for a living, but he's telling me not to bully anybody. I should probably listen to him. You know, like, it's a different thing coming from you than coming from a professional football player, right? So that's what I love. I love it.
No, actually, speaking of that that platform, in Saskatchewan especially, you know, riders are king here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a hero and a big celebrity in Saskatchewan. So tell me, like, what's that like to you?
Like, I try and keep that. And usually people don't think I'm a rider. I walk in and they think I'm a fat white kid from Saskatchewan. We all look the same. Let's be honest here, right? Like, I look like a farmer. That's what I look like. But when I arrive with gigantic Americans and they're like, oh, they must play for the Riders. Well, I'm not one of them. I'm probably a water boy or something. So I don't consider myself that. And when people know me, it's because I grew up with them, or I just know them from high school, or know them from somewhere else. So I don't really take the hometown hero thing seriously very much.
I'm sorry you mentioned high school. I'd be screwed if I didn't say my wife went to high school with you.
Yep.
Crystal. She
Crystal.
Says hi.
Nice so, to see you.
There we go.
I know she is recovering from the baby.
She is.
How's the baby?
Baby's good.
It's good.
Yes.
Yeah, no sleep.
Yeah, not really. No.
No sleep.
That comes back.
I miss the no sleep. That was amazing.
It's worth it, right?
Sarcasm.
Yeah. The miracle of birth.
The miracle of birth.
Kids are lucky. They're cute.
Yeah.
I've got a saying for that, but I'm going to... This is a family show. Outside of football, you're a firefighter. Speaking of heroes, talk about that.
I actually took my firefighting test this off-season. Well, not this off-season. Last off-season. It was an online program through a training division. And you basically read the books and do a whole bunch of tests. And then if you pass that, you get to go down to Texas and do like a hands-on training for a couple weeks, and then they certify you in all your hands-on stuff, and then they give you 4 gigantic tests. And if you pass them, you're a firefighter. If you don't, well, you got to take them again. And I ended up passing them all, and I did it with a bunch of really cool guys, mostly guys from BC that are like wildfire guys and stuff like that. But no, it was a great program, and they have partnership with the CFL, so they're kind of trying to get football players to think of after football life, and it fit perfectly because I was trying to be on the fire team at the co-op when I worked there, so I never actually got to because I had 6 months off every year, so I couldn't really be on it, but yeah, that was always my dream.
And after football, is that kind of what you're looking at?
Yeah, basically. I'll do that, and then my dad's a carpenter, and I've been doing that my entire life, so I'll probably start doing renos or build houses, or I don't know what I'm going to do, but be a firefighter's number one.
Hey, perfect. By that time, I'm going to have some renos here that need to be done.
So there you go. We're good.
Perfect. Excellent.
We're good.
2019 CFL season, no CBA in place. Does that worry you at all?
That's above my pay grade. I hate politics. It's terrible. I know both sides. I understand both sides. But in the end, it's football, and we have to have football in Canada. We have to have football in Saskatchewan. So it's time to just sit down and get a contract done. Like, in the end, I'm not a player rep. I don't pretend to be one. But I've been in this league long enough to know what we need and what they need, and it's attainable, and they just need to sit down and hash it out, basically.
And business as usual does continue, so free agents a lot of guys on the D-line right beside you. Mm-hmm. They're free agents. Willie Jefferson, you know, the main one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever send a text to him? Be like, yo, when are you signing?
I talked to him yesterday. But, no, he needs to try the NFL. That's what he needs to do. And I encourage him and I hope he makes it, because that changes your entire life if you make the NFL. And I wish all the best to him. And if he doesn't end up making it, I hope he comes right back beside me, honestly. But no, I wish all the best to him. He's a hell of a dude.
Now, I got to ask you, you mentioned you want to ring in Ottawa. You mm-hmm. Want to ring here. Does either one stand out to you kind of as bigger in your memory for any particular reason? Other than you're sitting on a rider show. So.
Yeah, like obviously my 13 ring, I won it at home with the Riders, right? It's a huge thing. It's the last Grey Cup at Mosaic. All of these things put together is amazing. And then I won one in Ottawa against basically an unbeatable team. The best team ever in the CFL. And we had zero chance of winning that game. It's two huge stories, and I loved both of them very much. It's hard to pick between two just because I have very fond memories of both of them. So I'm just happy I have two.
It's kind of like trying to pick your favorite kid.
Everyone knows
you have one, right?
Yeah. Well, I play for Saskatchewan right now, so yeah.
Now outside of winning championships, what's your favorite football moment?
Oh, outside of championships.
We already talked about your two touchdowns.
Yeah, scoring touchdowns, that's fun, but that's tough. That's a hard question, guys. You told me you're not asking me hard questions. Yeah. I know, right? Fondest football memory. I don't know, man. Like, they all blend into one once you're at like 8 years. I'm not that old, but I feel old. Like, I don't know. The only things that stick out to me are championships and touchdowns. A couple good sack games, stuff like that, but yeah, I don't know.
What about your first training camp? Like going into something like that? Was that something that was totally just like...
That was hell. Memories at all. No, I remember my first training camp, and there was two D tackles for 7 days, so I never missed a rep. And I was 19 years old, going against Gene Mikowski, going against like Brendan Labatt, and going against Chris Best, getting my butt whooped every play. That hurt. Like, that was rough. So, that's not very fond memory. There was a big learning curve, and I had lots of fun learning and getting better, and then actually starting to beat some of these guys every once in a while. But, man, that year was the hardest year of my life, honestly.
Who's your favorite quarterback to hit?
He's not in the league. Bo Levi. No, he's always fun to hit because he doesn't get hit very often. Once you do, like... When I got a sack fumble in the Grey Cup in 16, and I was just like, I don't even care about the ball. I just took him down to the ground. That was the first time I touched the guy. It was crazy. Like, I had never touched him before just because he gets the ball out of his hands so quick. But, yeah, he's fun. He's fun.
Well, let's rip off some lightning round questions here.
I'm not fast on my feet, so.
Okay, we're going to
have your place.
Okay.
Favorite cereal?
Oh, Wheaties.
Favorite superhero?
Oh, Superman.
Biggest celeb crush?
The Rock.
Okay, we're going to pause it.
I know, I get made fun of all the time, but like...
He's a good-looking dude.
He's okay, it's not just good looks, but the guy can act, the guy is funny, the guy is athletic, he was the best wrestler ever, in my opinion. It's just, he's the whole package, you know what I mean? And, like, yeah, I don't crush on celebs. Just man crushes, I guess.
All right, okay, well, we'll hit pause again. We'll go back.
Fair enough.
First celebrity crush.
Oh, that was probably when I was a kid. I don't know. I have no idea. It wouldn't be The Rock. It wouldn't have been The Rock. It was probably, like, Barbara Streisand or something like that. like when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like, it was what you did.
You're 28.
It's just what you did. I don't know.
Mine was Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. Wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just aged yourself, man. Wow.
Says the guy who picked Barbara Streisand.
Hey, you know what? She was good looking in her day. Okay.
Favorite TV show?
Simpsons.
Guilty pleasure music.
Oh, music. Jack Johnson.
Hidden talent.
Shotgunning Peter.
That's not hidden.
It's not hidden anymore. Damn it. I don't know. I can sing. I'm a very good singer. Yeah.
Well, can you sing?
I can't sing right now. No. I haven't warmed up my vocal cords.
Toughest O lineman you've faced?
Brendan Labatt.
Cake or cookies?
Oh, cookies.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Favorite food dish?
Steak.
Favorite candy?
Sour Patch.
That's all I got for the life.
That's all you guys got? Wow. Come on.
Hey, look, I do things for.
You only stumped me on one of them. Favorite wrestler. And I said Barbara Streisand. Like, come on.
Favorite wrestler not named The Rock?
Rocky Maivia?
Probably Triple H. But back in the day, Triple H, not new Triple H.
Not head shaped Triple H.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Are you going to the new or to the WWE when they come here?
No, I don't watch that anymore.
Am I gonna take the son out there?
No, he can't learn how to do that stuff. He'd kill me. You know how strong this kid? Like he's 65 pounds. Like he's gigantic. Like he's like an 8-year-old in a 4-year-old body.
I was gonna say my 7-year-old is 50 pounds.
Yeah, like he's a big boy.
No, actually, I do want to ask about that. So, as a football player, and a lot of people are saying, I don't want my kids playing football with the CTE is that something that you would ever?
There's not very much research yet on CTE, and it's impossible to detect before death, basically. So, it's a tough thing. Like, if he wants to play, he can play. If he doesn't want to play, I'm not going to force him to. That's my mentality. If he wants to be a figure skater, I don't care. As long as he's happy doing what he wants to do. If he wants to not play any sports ever again, like, I'm okay with that. He's his own person. He's his own kid. Anything like that. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Zach Evans here on the Pills Podcast. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.